First time in a long time, but back like I never left. Taking these things as it comes, you know me, I don't read ahead. Watch me burn down everything, BDE on the TV set. When I'm in control on the road, you could never really know what's up next.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Braden Harrington here with Davey Portman for Up Next. PostWrestling.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever podcast app you are using, and of course...
Twitch.tv/UpNextPodcast and YouTube.com/UpNext.
Yeah, let us know if you're one of the video watchers. If you are, YouTubers, write a little comment. I've seen some comments in the recent times.
It's never too late to comment, like, and subscribe to anything.
Hey, all these things do so much for us.
All the time,
we appreciate it. And we appreciate you listening to us. It's Tuesday night, which means Braden and Davey, we're going to talk about some NXT, and you know why.
Because we're your NXT friends.
Friends. Yes, for sure. And we're going to talk about some NXT because... We're on the road to worlds.
Worlds collide.
We're on the road worlds to worlds.
Worlds will collide this Saturday.
This is what it's like when
Sunday,
worlds collide.
Sorry, yeah. There's a lot of wrestling this weekend.
Our worlds will collide.
Yes.
Because this Sunday, yeah, I mean, 4 p.m. Eastern time for us, that's the middle of the day, this pay-per-view is on. And then as soon as this ends, pretty much there's going to be the All Out pre-show and then All Out from AEW. Mm-hmm. So we are colliding our worlds with Post Wrestling, John and Wei, and we're going to be doing a double whammy of a show after All Out concludes. We're going to be live with them on their YouTube channel, and then the audio will go up on their feed as well. So go check that out. And we're going to have a lot of fun because we're going to be chatting about both shows.
AEW and NXT.
That's on right.
One show. With,
wow.
With two daddies.
With two dads.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then us.
Yeah.
They're our dads.
Yeah.
In a way.
John was definitely our dad last Monday at Raw.
Yeah, for sure. Wei can be a dad too.
Yeah,
Wei can be a nice. Congrats to Wei Ting, who has made his triumphant return to review a Raw in great fashion. But we will be joining them. It's the pillars of Post. They're the real pillars. We're just the two little pieces on the side.
Yeah,
but we can't wait for that show. I mean, we're excited about All Out, but this is even makes it even more exciting because we love doing shows with them.
It's going to be a hell of a day. Gonna need to have our caffeine at the ready because it's we're going to be hungover as well.
Get the red eyes going.
It's my birthday on Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a hell of a weekend. We've got Clash at the Castle on Saturday.
Hell yeah.
And then be enjoying some bevvies in the evening and then, NXT and... AEW all this weekend.
Wow. So it's crazy. It's gonna be packed. Yeah.
Packed.
Yeah, I'm super excited. We're gonna have some fun. Are we gonna go out on Saturday?
Oh yeah.
For your birthday?
I think so.
You only turned 37 once.
So. Wait, come on now. Come on now.
Is it 33?
33. I'm WrestleMania roller coaster this year. That's how old I turn.
Wait, how old am I? I'm WrestleMania just 31?
Your WrestleMania play button.
Fuck yeah.
Aren't you?
Because I'm a player.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. We're going to have a fun weekend. So definitely follow all the socials and stuff if you have it for any updates that we do. And you should be following us anyways because, I mean, we go on fun wrestling trips and we're going to be doing some wrestling trips in the future as well because not only are we doing stuff for All Out, but then we're not going to All Out.
We're not, no. WH is. Mike Murray is.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Mike Murray. Oh, man. Bless him. But we're going to Buffalo the week after because we're in Toronto. It's really close by. So we're gonna be doing a show sometime in there somewhere. Probably not Wednesday night. Probably during the day Thursday or something. Maybe on our drive back or something. But we're going to be going to that show. And I think we're second row, you said?
We're second row for Buffalo. So look out for us.
Yeah. Should we get a sign?
We'll have our Canada flag with us.
Okay, I'm going to make a sign.
We'll have a sign. We need like a video game sign just to get on Botchamania. Neither of us game much.
Okay, I'll think of some real deep cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know what you think we should put on our sign.
I'm thinking we need a Day of the Tentacle sequel. That's my one.
Day of the Tentacle?
Yeah. Someone will hear that and go, yes, we do.
Okay. Yeah.
But if you're in the Buffalo area, we'd love to see you. So reach out to us.
Yeah. If you're going to that show, let us know because we're definitely going to be. I think John and Wei are going to that show.
They are. Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be great. We'll have to get some drinks.
Also, I'm trying to plan some things for the day of Grand Slam as well. So anyone in New York, make sure you follow kind of the Up Next group on Facebook because I'm trying to arrange some sort of pre-meet somewhere we can go before Grand Slam. So
I think you're getting Osprey Kenny as the
main
match. I think
so. It seems that way, doesn't it?
I think so. That's a big match.
Let's see if we've got a main event for Sunday first before we get ahead
of
ourselves.
Fair enough. Yeah. And then fast forward to October for AEW. We got tickets.
We scored.
I mean,
some
tickets. You did. You're a sniper when it comes to like getting tickets and stuff. Though, like whenever you're like, I got this. You always come through. Like, it's crazy. I can be okay at getting concert tickets like last minute or off groups and stuff. But you're the wrestling ticket.
I think the thing like with something interesting, kind of an interesting statement on Rampage. The fact that Dynamite sold out so quickly,
yeah,
and there is still a lot of Rampage tickets left. I would be curious to see if they announce something, because it is a live show, to try and like boost those tickets a bit, because Rampage has definitely become a B show
for sure,
quite quickly, I'd say. Yeah. So, but I'd be interested to see maybe headline like Dynamite with a big Kenny match and do like Rampage with a big Jericho match or something like that. Could be a way to kind of push those tickets a bit.
Book that match, Kenny Jericho 3.
Why not?
Rampage.
But yeah, the Dynamite sold out really quick. And I think the trick was just as soon as you saw tickets, grab them, whatever they are.
Yeah.
Resale is going to be crazy.
It already is for the resale stuff. And the tickets were more expensive than the ticket prices in the States.
Which I'm not surprised with, because they know the demand and they know like the capacity.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say, it is a shame, because I think we all know they could do a bigger venue here. The one thing I am excited about is it being small. I think it's going to sound fucking amazing.
Really loud, yeah.
Because it's
really loud.
It's not a huge venue. It's going to be packed. I think it could actually be a really hot crowd.
Yeah.
For that. But again, keep an eye on the Facebook group, because we'll be having some things between us and Post Wrestling, to announce for that
anyone,
as well.
Yeah, anyone in Toronto area and, you know, going to these shows, definitely be listening in the near future. We got some things planned. We're going to have some fun for sure in our hometown. We have friends coming here. We got to treat them. We got to show them the six, you know?
We've got 12 of us going to Rampage sat together. It's going to be the best Rampage ever.
It's Rampage, baby.
It's Rampage, baby.
We'll chat all about some AEW tomorrow night, because, I mean, you could listen to BD Elite from last week, but this tomorrow night show, Ospreay's team versus the Elite.
Yeah.
I mean, United Empire versus the Elite. That's already a pay-per-view insane match right there. Yeah. So we're going to be chatting all about that. We're going to go live tomorrow night as soon as Dynamite. We're gonna stick with the immediately following. We'll try to go live right away.
Yeah, NXT obviously tends to get the overrun, so we're more like 10 past 10. But Dynamite should be up like 3-4 minutes past.
So we'll be going towards that, and we are super excited. We'll chat all about All In and stuff like that. But it is coming up to the beginning of September, which means it's a great time to check us out on our Patreon, because if you haven't already, what a great time to join on the first of the month. And what a show we have coming up. If you listen to us, we obviously do a lot of NXT reviews. We have a show called Was Next, where we chat all about retro NXT. And we'll have a bunch more coming out this month as well. But because of a match that's happening on All Out, I thought it would be great to look at an episode we never, ever talked about. And that is episode 1 of NXT featuring Daniel Bryan versus Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah. So when we started this Was Next journey, we started from the Full Sail era.
Yeah.
So kind of the model it is today, you know.
Not the game show.
No, not the game show. Just like some storytelling, some matches, that kind of thing. NXT we know. But yeah, we're going way back to the very first episode, Rookies and Pros.
That's right.
And talking all about Michael Tarver.
And I mean, and Wade Barrett, who is Jericho's rookie, who's on NXT these days on commentary. So yeah, that's going to be great. We're going to be recording that tomorrow. So I'll put it up, and that'll be a great looking at that match, because they've only fought a few times, Danielson and Jericho. So I'm super excited for that match, and what a great way to tie in some NXT. And then I know we're working on a more for the schedule for September. We can tell you we poured one out for NXT UK. We're going to be pouring it out real good this Sunday when the worlds collide and all the NXT UK titles cease to exist. So we thought, what a better way to celebrate than doing a best match ever, NXT UK. And I mean, who knows NXT UK more than this man. And I'm not talking about any Brit.
And our favorite Brit in the post-wrestling universe.
John Cena.
Yeah, we had John on for the for Pouring It Out for 205 Live.
That's right.
Really fun show.
Yeah.
Cena is someone who's watched every single episode of NXT UK. There's some obvious matches that spring to mind. But we'd like to kind of check out some of the lesser known hidden gems NXT UK as well. So got a great best match ever scheduled for September with that. Also, for this week, we're squeezing in. We weren't able to do it last week due to scheduling conflicts, but we're finally doing our A Few Good Men review with Neil Flanagan.
So we'll see if Neil can handle the truth.
Exactly. And also, for my birthday, I get to pick up yours.
That's right.
And inspired by Cena's pick of Old Boy, I kind of wanted to do another sort of weird, out there foreign language film. Okay. And I think it's one that a lot of people wouldn't have seen. I've only seen it once and quite curious to revisit it. It's called The Skin I Live In, starring Antonio Banderas.
Oh, shit, Zorro.
Playing a crazy plastic surgeon. I don't really want to say any more.
Okay.
Go and check out the film. We'll be recording that as well for this weekend to drop on my birthday.
Excellent. I've never even seen this movie, but you've told me about it. So great pick that we'll be doing this week. Obviously, if you sign up, you get access to everything that we've done in the past, all the best matches ever, all that stuff. And you get everything else that's coming out this month. We have a few other shows. I can't remember off the top of our head.
We're going to be looking at Karate Kid Part 3 with Howie Nishi.
He's picked
Part 1 and 2 in the past. So we'll be doing Part 3 to kind of coincide with Cobra Kai Season 5
that's right, baby.
Coming out.
That's right.
And also, we've got a very special show lined up. To mark the one-year anniversary of NXT 2.0.
I mean, you can't tell the people just yet. When is this? In 2 weeks?
We'll be on the 14th. We'll have a few guests. We'll be going live and be doing an in-year review.
2.0. Yeah. We'll tell you someone who's on the show tomorrow on BD Elite.
All right.
And we'll be going live for that on the 14th during the day, I believe.
Yes.
On the Wednesday.
1 p.m.
Look forward to that. And all the other shows, go check us out. But patreon.com/upnext. For only $5, you get to access all these podcasts, everything in the pack that I've mentioned, and so much more. But give us a shot. It's September. You might be taking the kids to school. You'll have more time on your hands. You can listen to podcasts about wrestling and movies and our life. And
what else would you want to
do? You know, it's just
summer's over now. So come back to us, guys. We've all had our fun.
Did you say summer's over? Oh, then it must mean that spooky season.
We've got a whole month to go. Although
Starbucks,
Spirit Halloween is
Spirits Open. Spirits Open and Starbucks today launched pumpkin spice lattes.
Very nice.
I mean, what better? I'm surprised I hadn't had one today.
I do like this time of year getting like the cold brew pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not going to go full PSL quite yet.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's nice. I might have to.
Cold foam. Yeah.
Yeah. Spooky season. October will be crazy. But yeah, guys, go check us out on Patreon. We would love for you to check us out. It's only $5 and you get to access all these podcasts. And hey, this is what we do for a living. And hey, go support the boys. You know what I'm saying?
Do it.
You know what I'm saying? Before we jump into NXT, I didn't watch Raw just because I went to the CNE. It was pretty much like my... Oh, wait, no. Did I go? Anyways, I worked and then went to the CNE. But then... I checked out some of the stuff that's happening on Raw because I loved Raw last week when we were there. And I noticed people are getting their names back. They called him Austin Theory.
Austin Theory.
But they still call Butch.
Matt Riddle. I did also notice Ciampa on NXT today was wearing his old shirt with a T and a C on it.
Got you. Is his name just Ciampa?
It's been just Ciampa.
Wow, of course it is. Wow, I didn't even realize that.
So yeah, little things. I actually threw it on at my bar last night because I noticed a guy sat at the bar wearing a New Day shirt. So I was like, we don't need baseball on three TVs. So I put on Monday Night Raw and it was pretty fun. Kurt Angle was out there. We didn't have the sound on, but really enjoyed the match between Street Profits and American Alpha. Thought that was pretty pretty awesome. Angelo Dawkins, actually. Stepped up, man. Oh, man. He like, stole that match for me last night. I was watching it. It was quite interesting because I was listening to Post. And Wei said that the crowd weren't too into it, but if you watch it on mute, it was probably a really good match. And that's exactly what I did and loved it. But Dawkins, wow, he's someone we've started already talking about in What's Next from 2013. He's come such a long way. And it's, I do see Tez being a big, big star, but you kind of don't want the split because I don't want this guy to be just left by the wayside, you know? Really enjoyed that match.
Normalize allowing one of your tag partners to go for the bigger title and be cool with it.
Yes.
In wrestling.
Yeah. You don't need to hate each other.
Yeah. Just saying, we're the tag champs, the BD tag champs. If you ever wanted to go for the BD title.
I mean, I've got to one day, don't I?
Yeah. You won't win.
No. But... you just don't want to be the Marty, do you?
I think we work better as a team. No, I would support you. I like that in wrestling. New Day does that. Like
Sorry, I've been corrected. Alpha Academy, not American Alpha. That's
American
that's
Alpha
a throwback.
That's Jason Jordan.
Jason Jordan.
Did he show up? Kurt Angle's son. No. Kurt should have been like, Chad, you're actually my son.
I don't know what I was thinking.
It was all a lie. I was wrong. I noticed that the Raw, like, it had some good stuff, but then the chick from the Six. Aaliyah finally won some gold. Wow.
Finally,
That's an upset.
That was a bit left field as well.
Yeah. And the ratings were pretty good for Raw, apparently. So,
they're really good.
Wrestling boom is back,
I guess. Definitely on the up, it feels like, which is cool.
I was supposed to go. We were invited from our friend Jesse from the Six to go, who we're going to Buffalo with, to go to the Jays game on Monday night. Mm. And, You were working and watching Raw at your bar, and I think I went to the senior or whatever, but it was the game where, I don't know if you've seen the clip because it's been everywhere today, where this couple up in the far nosebleeds in the stand of the stadium just were getting it on. So I messaged Jesse and said, I'm so sorry I couldn't come, but I'm happy you did. And he said, no, it's not me. It wasn't me. It's like, oh, interesting. But imagine that, doing it in a Jays, doing it at a Jays game.
I mean, the Jays were losing, right, at the time. What else are you going to do?
I think the Jays won.
They won yesterday? They've had a little bad streak.
Yeah, and then they won. They're all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's still a chance.
Just a game?
Oh, they won today as well.
It's just I feel like it's a weird spot to do it. Like, we're not.
They were right in the gods. Like, come on.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It's, I mean, yeah, maybe they're not able to get on the Mile High Club, so that's as high as they could get.
Yeah, in the Sky Dome.
In the Sky Dome, yeah.
What's the saying? What did the
Jays Rogering say? In the Sky Dome, aren't they?
Is it one BJ's worth 10 Yanks?
Yeah.
Go Jays, go! Yanks suck. Hear that, Frank?
Yeah.
Great stuff. Well, I guess that's not our time, our cue to...
Shall we get into it?
Chat about some NXT.
Some NXT 2.0 from August 30th, 2022, from the Capitol Wrestling Center in Orlando, Florida. It is the go-home show to Worlds Collide. And we kick off with a huge match. Grayson Waller taking on Apollo Crews. Yeah. Crews knocks down Waller right away with a big clothesline. Then hits his drop kick and mocks Waller's, you know, Waller does like the kneeling pose, like the running knees thing.
Yeah.
Apollo's just mocking him here. And then they kind of get tied up and Waller accidentally rakes Apollo in the eye and Apollo goes to the outside and is being checked on by the medics as we go to commercial break. As we come back, Waller has got Apollo in a sleeper and starts right, raining down with these elbows to the back of the head and the neck, goes to the pin, but only at a two count. Crews fires back with some drop kicks and his kip up, hits a stinger splash in the corner, and then a second rope blockbuster for a two count. Waller goes to the outside and goes for his roll through stunner, and we've seen Crews kind of power out of this before, and it looks like he's going to do that as he's going to connect with the stunner. He's lifting him up, but Waller rakes him back in that injured eye, allowing him to complete the stunner and puts Crews away 1-2-3 in a bit of a shock, I'd say.
Yeah, again, another an upset here starting off NXT. But I mean, for a guy who seems to have futuristic visions, I guess Apollo Crews did not see that coming.
See that coming. Yeah.
I wasn't too into this match, but then when the outcome happened, I went, oh, okay. Wasn't Apollo like slotted to be Braun's opponent? And here he is, like cold dead fish in the water here, just losing to, I get it. It's not a clean win, but at the same time,
it wasn't like incredibly dirty though, yeah. either, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I found this weird. Waller is someone I have enjoyed some of his matches when he's with the right opponent. I do think he's got some innovative stuff. And Apollo Crews is great. So I was actually had higher expectations with this match, but it didn't really connect with me at all. I felt there was very little like heat for it.
Yeah.
And Waller winning is just very confusing. I could see Waller being positioned as like a TV special opponent for Bron if Bron's retaining, because he is one of the bigger heels in the company. So maybe that's why something lined up after Tyler Bate, maybe at we'll probably get something before Halloween Havoc, but maybe like a TV match. But yeah, Apollo, just this was supposed to be all rehab for him in NXT, and it feels like it's got cold very quickly.
I think this feud will continue.
Yeah, it feels that way with the finish there, but didn't really click at all.
No, it wasn't really hit that hot, and the crowd weren't super into it either, but the thumb to the eye, and I'm pretty sure he missed him with the second thumb too.
He got him in the forehead.
Yeah. It would hurt too.
Yeah. On the forehead.
Like, if you poke someone, like, the bit of their nail, depending on, you know, how they cut it or bite it or whatever, it could cut someone.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, but not a great opener here, I didn't think. The whole night, we're kind of highlighting the champions going to unify their titles. And we get a little video package here for Mako Satomura, subtitled here, just showing highlights from her career. We see her back in WCW on Nitro.
Crazy to think. That Miko would be on Nitro all these. She was 20 when she was on that. Yeah. That's crazy.
Nitro and NXT.
Wow.
Nuts. She says, wrestling is my life. My journey began in Japan, and I've wrestled all over the world in multiple countries, holding multiple titles. But the most prestigious championship I've ever held is the NXT UK title. We get a few talking heads. We've got Beth Phoenix and Raquel Rodriguez putting her over here as like a legend in the sport. And Miko says that at Worlds Collide, I will unify them. And on Sunday, you will not get past the final boss. Yeah, I thought this was good. I think they've done a good job in the last 2 weeks of, if you haven't seen any of UK or like the Mae Young Classic way back when, and this is the first time seeing you, I think they're doing a good job putting her over as this kind of legend who's fighting at the weekend.
Yeah, they made her seem really serious. It was a good video highlighting her history and then saying like, hey, she's the final boss. And then it shows her like in her, what, like her
robe.
Her gi, essentially, with the title. She does look like a final boss, so... You buy it instantly.
Great nickname, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We go backstage to the Diamond Dojo with Julius saying that Gallus think they're hooligans, but really they're pussycats, and they're just all getting fired up. They're going to take out Gallus. When a fired-up Roderick Strong storms in and says, I know you don't believe me, but I managed to pull the footage from the ceiling security cameras, and I can prove that I didn't, like, fuck you guys over during the D'Angelo family match. And Julius just blows him off, says, look, I don't care. I don't trust you. We've got to focus on this match tonight. And they basically kick Roddy out of the locker room here. And Damon Kemp then, he's like, he's coming too. And he's like, yeah, I don't really know if I trust that guy either, to be honest. And Ivy Nile storms him, tells them to stop squabbling like children. She has a big tag title match tonight with Tatum Paxley, and they need to focus on that, and we should all be focusing our efforts on that. And Tatum, now wearing like a mask.
Face mask.
Yeah, like a nose guard here, says, look, Ivy did this to me, and we're on the same team. What do you think she's going to do to Kaden and Katana later?
Oh, I thought she was wearing a gimp mask for a second. Is that what how did she get beat up? What happened to her?
Just in training, I guess. Ivy Damn. Fucked her up.
It looks sick. Tatum is a, like, she mentioned powerlifter and stuff like that. Like, it kind of makes her look super badass. It's almost like, yo, I'm not making a joke saying she's ugly, she should wear a mask, but it looks badass is what I'm saying.
Gives her a different look.
Yeah.
Like, we've got a few... Yeah. like
it looks cool,
similar looking women of the new like crop. So I think it does separate her a bit.
I just circling back to Roddy, he comes in like Charlie Day and It's Always Sunny. Yeah. Like, you got to look at this phone footage I got over here. This phone footage, guys. Guys. It's like, yo, Roddy, chill. We don't give a fuck anymore. Move on. I'm also like, are we still going back to Roddy did signal Tony D'Angelo? Sorry, what's his name? Yeah, Tony D'Angelo. And is he like, is he going to say I'm Italian and join them? Or is this all like going to be blown away? Because it's like, what? Why is he so obsessed? Because this isn't the last time
they mentioned it. He wants them to trust him.
Just be a nice guy instead of doing this.
Well, he can't. He's had all these years being a dick.
He just comes in like a firestorm. Like, guys, you guys see this footage?
It's the most I've enjoyed Roddy, I think. Like, so I loved Undisputed Era. Him, like, actually shining on his own in, like, promos and character stuff. I find this Roddy very entertaining.
Love it.
We get the first of many cameos on tonight's show. Finn Balor confronting Bron Breakker. And he says, I'm the guy who held that title longer than anyone. I made it prestigious. And in my career, I've beaten guys twice as big as me. So on Sunday, don't underestimate the moment or your opponent. So kind of saying, yeah, Tyler Bate may be small, but don't underestimate him because I'm the greatest NXT champion of all time.
Listen to me, and I'm not that big. Is what he's kind of saying. Yeah, this is the first we'll see a bunch of these like retro NXT people coming. I assume they're all there because they're all flying out.
I imagine they must all be flying from Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
which Finn, why not if they're all in the area?
Yeah. So Finn basically telling Braun, like, hey, I'm giving you the rub, but you got to win this thing. But don't underestimate Tyler Bate. It's cool.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind that match. I feel like that's.
Well, Finn and Braun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
We go to a tag team title match, Tatum Paxley and Ivy Nile taking on the champions, Caden Carter and Katana Chance. And we see Toxic Attraction in the Toxic Lounge are watching on. Gigi Dolan there, even though nursing an injury right now, she was there too.
I love the settings we have in NXT. The Toxic Lounge, the Diamond Dojo.
The barbershop. The Schisms tree.
They need an actual tree. They're lacking trees for sure. Yeah.
They've got it on their like Titantron and stuff now.
Like if there was an NXT Monopoly, you'd have the parking lot.
Yeah.
The parking lot would be jail.
Parking lot's jail? I guess so, yeah.
And Santos.
Oh no, you've got
Santos's yacht would be like the most expensive.
No, you've
property.
got Rick Steiner's cell, haven't
Rick Steiner's cell. Rick Steiner's cell, true. The PC,
yeah,
another one. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. That'd be all right. They could make this a game.
I think so.
We're helping them sell out.
Yeah,
a game. WWE would be harder because theirs is like the ring doesn't quite work.
Yeah, AEW will be Chicago,
the apron, Chicago. Every
We start with Caden and Katana do their kind of crucifix hold in the ropes to Ivy, where one of them drop kicks them. Caden then goes for a wheelbarrow on Ivy, but Ivy kind of deadlifts her and just dumps her face first. Ivy then tags in Paxley, who picks up, I think it was Caden here, and squats her, showing off her powerlifting here before slamming her and delivering a really nice-looking kind of corkscrew standing moonsault for a two count. Paxley then gets Katana up for a powerbomb and kind of pops her up, but Katana escapes from it, but gets hit with an enziguri, and Katana falls into the tag to Caden. And as Caden's back in the ring, Gigi Dolan runs down, pulls Ivy Nile off the apron, and then round the other side, JC Jane's trying to interfere. Ivy's fighting them off, and this allows, in the ring, Caden and Katana to hit the neckbreaker 450 splash to pick up the win as Ivy Nile is fighting off Toxic Attraction.
Yeah, I thought it had some good little pockets of some good stuff, particularly Tatum Paxley? Tatum Paxley? Yeah, she definitely has some impressive stuff. Like what you mentioned, the squatting and the power moves, but can also be pretty quick and like strong and hit some pretty cool looking moves. And I knew Caden and Casey, or sorry, Casey and Katana were going to win this, but with Toxic coming in, it helps like save the team of Ivy and Tatum for like maybe later on to come revisit the titles, maybe win them again, make them a legit team would be a pretty cool like thing. But for now, I guess we're going back to the Toxic versus, well, I guess now they have a gripe with Toxic. So really it could be like some sort of three-way, but I would imagine Katana and Caden take the titles for quite a while just because we got
to, they need to solidify the reign.
But it had some cool stuff, but pretty quick match.
I like all four. Like I do enjoy Caden and Katana in ring, and Paxley's impressed from what she's shown, and I like Ivy Nile. I just wish there was a bit more time to it. I also found it a bit silly Ivy Nile being the one to chase off Toxic Attraction when in the scene previously she's kind of telling everyone to focus and stop worrying about this. I feel it would have made more sense for Tatum, who's kind of positioned as the rookie, to kind of make that mistake to chase him off.
Fair enough. But I guess they wanted Tatum to take the pin.
I guess so.
Yeah.
After the match, Katana gets on the mic and says, kind of acknowledges that it was a story finish and says, "Don't worry, we'll do this again down the line. But we've defeated everyone in NXT and there's no one in NXT UK." Like there's no tag teams there.
They're literally stating actual facts because there are no other teams.
So then, I mean, she was feeling very rebellious here because she says, "We're going to have a party in the parking lot. Are you fucking kidding me?
Have you gone
mental? You lost your goddamn mind?
Who throws a party in a parking lot, first of all? Second of all, the NXT parking lot.
Yeah, you don't do it in the NXT parking lot.
No. Although, since going to Mania in New York, I learned about tailgating.
Thing. Yeah. That is when Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. come out. They shoot this guy in the crowd who's
losing his mind.
Like when the Undertaker's streak was broken, his hands on his head.
What?
He's like, "What? Doudrop?
No way.
I came along tonight and Doudrop's shown up? Holy. Wow." They come down and they say they want the NXT tag team titles, and the match is set up. They shake hands, and then Nikki and Doudrop kind of pull them in close, have an intense stare down. But yeah, match announced for Worlds Collide. It will be Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. taking on Caden and Katana.
Yeah. Hey, why not? There literally is
There's
no
not
teams.
Really anyone else.
So you want to actually make these titles worth something, put them on the card. You need opponents. Why not bring this team? They're not doing anything.
Do a team that aren't doing anything, and a British as well. So kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're kind of annoyed they're not on the Cardiff show being too British.
Yeah.
Well.
Is this being filmed here?
Yes.
Like, is that official? They never
not
mentioned
it.
Not
at the BDE, at the CWC.
Yeah. Are you sure? I feel like they are going over.
Tickets haven't been on sale or anything.
So. Yeah, true.
No, I'm pretty sure it's PC.
That would suck for those two then. Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me? You're putting on all these other people and like we're not even on the show. It's just crazy that this was the week. This last 2 weeks was the, hey, let's fire all these NXT talent over there.
Yeah.
We have the biggest show over there.
It's baffling.
Really weird.
It is.
Yeah, again, I'm not like, whoa, this is crazy, but they're literally probably, I don't know if they're a big thing on Raw lately, but I'm assuming they're not. So, hey, why not bring them in to help get these guys, get Casey and Caden over? Like, sure, I don't see them winning, but
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I actually think it could be all right. I like Doudrop a lot. I know, what was her name before? Doudrop is so
Piper
stupid,
Niven.
But they can't. Piper Niven, Viper, yeah.
Viper, yeah.
I've watched her a bunch before, and like, yeah, people like. I think she could be someone that they use in a better role. But well, sure, why not? Let's go with this tag title match. Do you want to make titles mean something? Have it on a pay per view. So,
and it's I like that when they've done Worlds Collide before, when they used to do it at Access. The whole thing is it was Raw, SmackDown, NXT, UK, 205, all them. So I like getting some main roster talent on it as well.
Sure.
We go to Kiana James, who's in her office. She's on the phone.
Yeah, this is like a vignette. Like, she's like boss lady here.
Yeah.
Like, it's like she's some power suits.
I didn't catch it all, but she has all these kind of titles under her name. Yeah. BBM, BBMA,
CMA, GBA, CCP. I don't know.
I don't know if I want to search these things.
BBM, like the BlackBerry? Or is that BB-8?
BB Messenger. Yeah, BlackBerry Messenger.
BlackBerry Messenger. Yeah, old man, remember those days?
Pull one out.
BBA. Big. No. CMA. Country Music Awards.
Okay.
CCP.
Oh, I feel like
I don't know it.
No.
Well,
what else was there? TMZ?
MTV?
BBC, yeah.
Well, Kiana James, basically, she's a boss bitch.
She's the boss. She has, like, a secretary come in and hand her papers. She's on the phone, and she says, tell Jared over at Schumer to get it done. And she hangs up, and then she highlights her opponent, which tonight is Zoe Stark, and says how she ruined her title opportunity to herself with an injury. She calls Zoe a tryhard and says, leave it to Zoe Stark to overpromise and underdeliver. And after I'm finished with her tonight, it will be a long time till Zoe ever gets a title opportunity again. And then the phone rings and Kiana picks it up and says, did you get it done? Well, good. So obviously Jared over at Schumer got it done.
Damn.
Yeah.
What do you think Schumer is?
I don't know. It sounds...
Not Amy Schumer.
What is she doing?
She's like Barney from How I Met Your Mother, how you don't know what he does.
Yeah.
Like in so many TV shows, your characters, you don't know what they do. Like in Cheers and stuff. She's kind of like that. She's just a boss. Like it's not quite... it's not quite like Devil Wears Prada because it's not all about like the fashion, but she's like the boss who's like mean to everything. Like,
yeah, boss of what?
Working girl. Well, I'm trying to think. What's that movie with like Harrison Ford or with all
Indiana
the
Indiana Jones?
Yeah, she's going for that. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure. Like, I like it. It's yeah. Great.
She's good at it. I'm just like.
I got a better question though. Who is her assistant?
Yeah.
Cino. Get on the case. Who is that?
Who is that?
Yeah.
Who is that? Well, from The Office, we go to the schism tree.
See, her gimmick, it could evolve into, like, Michael Scott, The
Michael
Office.
Scott.
Yeah, The Office. Like, when she goes babyface, yeah.
Just always, like, glances to the camera.
Unfortunately, though, she'll have to start, like, using a stapler and, like, office supplies. I don't know. Xerox printing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, we go from The Office.
The Office to the schism tree. Joe Gacy says, we give more opportunity for people looking for direction. Cameron Grimes, you may be rich and wealthy, but time is money, and the time has come for you to decide your future. The offer is yours to accept. This won't be the last of Gacy and his
boys
tonight. And this is where we then see a fired up Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams arrive at the CWC. And they look pissed off.
So, yeah, all week, Carmelo has been tweeting that he doesn't have an opponent for Worlds Collide. He's been adding Shawn Michaels on Twitter. Still nothing. So it says earlier today, as they walk in, like, well, are we going to say something tonight? So later on tonight, Carmelo Hayes will speak.
So we go to Gacy and the Dyad. They're in the ring. They're on, like, a little purple podium.
It's like a platform in the ring.
It kind of looks like a sort of funeral altar sort of
thing. It looks like the thing at the end of Mario Kart.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you're like,
podium sort of thing, yeah. Gacy says, 7 days ago, the Dyad proved that the sanctity of life is undeniable.
I can't believe you had to write that
Rip
down.
Rip Fowler and Jagger Reed, by defeating Legado del Fantasma, you scored a victory for everyone that lives in harmony, and for that you will be rewarded. And he rewards them by giving them some badges, some pins with a yellow smiley face.
He gives them a yellow file. He gives them like stickers, like good job stickers.
House points. Like,
yeah, like in grade school.
And he says, these pins represent the great strides each of you have made and the great recognition each of you have earned as you climb higher into the schisms tree. Rip Fowler then talks. That's the artist formerly known as James Drake. And
yeah.
He says, thank you.
No, Jagger Reed is... Rip Fowler is Zach Gibson.
Okay, well, it's whoever talked first.
Oh, so James Drake.
Jagger Reed then says, thank you for confirming what we know to be true. Together, we are gracious and whole. And Rip says...
Rip these guys.
Together, we recognize... Still says the recognize line. That there is inner strength when we are together. Gacy then goes on more and says there is space in the grass to find their home under the schism's tree. Cameron Grimes, I see you wandering around aimlessly and lonely, and I have reserved a seat for you to join us. And he's got a shitty wooden stool with
Cameron Grimes' photo
of Cameron Grimes on it. So Grimes comes out. It's time to make his decision. He says, he didn't come out to be part of your celebration, but I do need to talk. You guys keep following me and asking me to join, and I have an answer for you. The more I think about it, the more thought that goes through my head is that it makes sense that I don't need you. And Cameron Grimes doesn't need anyone to go to the moon. Gacy says, your loneliness is killing you.
And that's when I was like, wait, and your loneliness is killing me. And
underneath the surface is nothing but misery. It's tough to go all in and lose. You are one of the toughest superstars in NXT, but you wear a mask that hides all of your insecurities. You lost the North American title and you fell victim to Bron Breakker. Admit that we are right and say that you are lonely and we will leave you alone. And Grimes says, yeah, you are right. I lost the North American title. I lost to Bron, but I got myself into those positions and I can get myself there again. So I'm out of here. And Gacy says, well, how will it feel to spend another night without a championship, without a family, and without a father?
Jeez.
Well, this pisses Grimes off and he attacks them. Gacy then goes for his handspring clothesline, but just pulls up short and just gives Grimes a hug. And Grimes pushes him off and I'm pretty sure called him a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because it got silenced here. And Grimes storms off all pissed off. So unfortunately, we're getting this match soon, I think.
So we still believe.
I'm glad that Grimes didn't join.
Maybe it would have made everything better for everyone.
I thought they were going to go like, you know, Daniel Bryan joining the Wyatt family and that big turn, like leaving them. But all of this is terrible.
Yeah, I hate Joe Gacy's character. I hate what they've done to these guys. It's so bad. It's so laughable. I can't believe you wrote down as much as the gibberish. Like, everyone give Bray Wyatt shit for gibberish stuff, but this guy's out here quoting Britney Spears, trying to mix it in with woke, spooky shit. Like, nah, come on. Just cut and move. We knew when the poker player gimmick didn't work, we moved away from it. Let's do the same with this. Let's go.
And just Grimes just feels completely lost.
Yeah, it sucks.
He
could be on Raw or SmackDown.
He
now.
Could be, and it's like the... So he's decided not to go with this. He's going to feud with Gacy. He's not joining the family. But even his, like, to the moon thing, like, the crowd just...
Yeah.
All right, okay, we've seen this Grimes before. Yeah. I feel really bad for him because it does feel like his time here is done.
Yeah.
Like, he's done everything there is to do, unless you're going to put the title on the guy, which I don't think they will.
Yeah.
Move on. But this is all just awful, awful, awful.
Yeah, and like, hey, you know, I don't want to crap on if this is someone's, like, if Joe Gacy is coming up with this all idea, but like, this is just not good. It's not an entertaining character.
We've seen it all before, and we've seen it done better.
It's so bootleg. It's so bottom of the barrel of whatever gimmick scratching we're trying to go for. I won't hear it, but you could argue like, oh, well, they're trying to go something new with the whole woke thing. And now he's giving his boys stickers. No, it sucks.
It's not.
It ain't it.
Yeah.
It ain't it. So it makes me laugh. It makes us laugh when he comes out with the two goons behind him. And one guy's got the gimmicks in their eyes.
The whole time. It's never been clever.
Yeah.
Like they could, I think that's why, but when this, right when this Gacy thing first started,
we had ideas.
We
for
were
it.
Like, yeah. this could work. This could be something. And they've just gone to the classic. Like, they had druids, didn't they? They
sucks.
All the Bray Wyatt stuff. It's
even Joe Gacy was cooler before all this and the indie stuff. And like when he came in, just this is all
break dancing.
Was that what he was doing?
That was him.
I thought he was spooky. Back
he was the one that got hypnotized and did the break dancing.
Just do it here.
Yeah.
Anything works better than this. It's definitely easily worst gimmick of the year, worst angle of the year.
Next week and then move on.
Like, we've been saying move away from Joe Gacy since this guy's been on TV.
Well, we need the match.
Like, no, do we? Yeah. Just cut it out.
End it, yeah.
Yeah, just go away. Go away heat for sure for Joe Gacy, unfortunately.
We have a vignette of Roxanne Perez. She's walking along a pier. She's looking rather sorry for herself. She says, the person she shared her dreams with is a person I don't recognize anymore. When Cora hit me, I felt my heart break into two. Going into heat wave, I wanted to hurt her like she hurt me. But when I had the chance, I couldn't do it. And they show the replay of her holding the stick and crying and not doing it. And she says, in that moment, the memories we made and the secrets we kept flashed through my mind. And then we see her texting Cora. And she says she knows her more than anyone and she better watch her back. And then block.
Oh, yeah. Wow. This is the most like Gen Z shit I've ever seen in pro wrestling. She blocked someone in this vignette, in this.
Sometimes you got to. Sometimes it's like, I don't want to be tempted. I'm going to block you. You're out of my life.
Yeah. Or sometimes people are annoying and they suck. So you block them.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Exactly.
I just thought this. I laughed at this. I'm like, I can't recall someone doing that in a wrestling thing. So I'll give it to her. But it was a laughing moment.
It does make sense for like her character, like 20-year-old. Like it's.
I know me and you watching this like makes us feel like old. We're two old men. We're early 30s screaming at the clouds here. But like this girl's like. Block. Someone watching this today was like, oh, what? You blocked their number? Oh my God.
It's pretty big.
But you were friends. Think of all the chat history.
That's what Grimes should have done to Gacy. Just like, block.
See, no, but Gacy in living in the world where he actually chases someone down.
Yeah, true. Because he's over 30.
Yeah. Oh, you think Joe Gacy uses a phone as a phone? Roxanne and Cora Jade do not.
No.
Use their phones to text and TikTok and all that stuff.
I can see Cora being the type of person that wants to talk. I
feel like girls want to always talk on the phone. Sorry, we're going off on this now. But
I didn't even... We ordered burrito bowls earlier and the phone rang. And I'm pretty sure it was the burrito bowl guy telling me your burrito bowls are here. I just don't like talking to people.
Yeah, I don't like talking on the phone.
I gave you the instructions. You've got my unit number. Leave it outside my door.
People are always
give me a knock. Send me a text. I don't want to talk to you.
And don't say, but you talk into podcasts. Like you've talked into the mic. Yes, I don't like talking on the phone. I do like texting.
Don't phone me. Just
yeah. Unless it's like, hey, we need something urgent right now. And
yeah,
like, whatever.
This needs to be like talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is still like, could it be a text?
It's like, especially when, because despite what people say, men can multitask. I can watch TV and send a text. But if I'm watching something and then,
it's
like, no, I'll text you.
Yeah,
I'll text and watch my show.
Yeah.
I can't talk to you on the phone and watch it.
Yeah, I don't like talking on the phone too much. I did when I was a kid. When I got older, I'm like, you can just text now. And like, everything's easier. But
The Twitch chat agrees. Chris Leone saying, oh, I fucking hate it when the delivery guys call me when I specifically request a text notification.
No,
why are you calling me Brian from DHL?
Just leave it there. You're supposed to leave it outside the door.
Yeah.
I don't want any communication. I'm in my Wrestle Ruse undies and my Macho Man shirt, and I don't want anyone to see me walking around with my replica title on.
Yeah.
Just give me my burrito bowl. don't give it to me. Leave it outside.
I've already spent $20 more than I should just to have the fucking thing delivered to me. I don't want to talk to you about it as well.
Now, like, he's called you. You know his number. Make sure you block it. Go block his ass. Don't make sure he doesn't call you back. Wow.
Well, Tyler Bate's someone who likes talking on the phone.
What do you think Tyler Bate gets in his burrito bowls? He seems like he gets, like, tofu or something.
You think I think he's vegan, isn't he?
He looks vegan.
He looks rough. He needs a good shave and a clean up.
He does. He's going for a, like, hippie vibe, I think.
Hippie? That's one way of putting it. Okay. He's on an iPad with...
So, the last segment, a girl is blocking someone on her iPhone, and now we have someone talking to someone else on
screen.
Hey,
Butch, how you doing?
On a FaceTime call. What is going on in wrestling? What's going on? Am I, like, crazy? I'm, like, I felt so old.
So, Tyler Bates on the phone with Butch, Pete Dunne. And Pete Dunne is saying, hey, when we had our match for the NXT UK Championship in Blackpool, we were just kids back then. But hey, don't you forget that I was the one that took it from you in Chicago. We made that title prestigious. So, Tyler, you're going to go to Worlds Collide and you're going to do it for the memories of NXT UK. You're going to do it for British Strong Style. And they still identified him as Butch, but I think this is the first time we've really heard him talk since going up to the main roster.
Oh, really?
There's been pictures of him back in his more like his Bruiserweight gear rather than his
nice.
His Peaky Blinders stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, him just sounding like Pete Dunne here, not sounding like this dog character he's been doing. So it seems like Dunne is someone who under Triple H is kind of being retooled.
I hope so.
Being back to how he should be.
Butch is a dumb name. Pete Dunne is his name. Yeah. Why not just use that? Like, yeah. Fine. This was just so weird. Like, again, you were coming off the segment with her using the phone, and then we cut to Tyler Bate chilling, and then Fit Finley is the one who gives him the iPad, and now he's talking to someone on a FaceTime call. It's just like, wow, wrestling is just changed. Imagine showing this to someone.
I would imagine Pete Dunne's probably gone home early.
Yeah.
So he can spend time with family and stuff. So that's why he wasn't there.
And they're like, yo, you
like this
to be-
though. I liked, because that, yeah, both the Blackpool and the Chicago matches are
amazing.
Fantastic. And I think the Chicago one was one of the matches, but that was your match of the year that year, I think, wasn't it?
It may have
Chicago been. Takeover.
It was pretty good.
So yeah, I like this, tying it in with these two. Obviously a lot of history with them.
Yeah, I think it's a good step if they actually do use Pete Dunne as Pete Dunne, because I think there's money there. I think he's pretty good, and he gets over. And again, another one of the ones where they're reminding us of the history, which to me is like, oh man, this title's not going to exist anymore. That's why they're kind of like, hey, remember?
I did think they did a good job on this show of actually making these matches feel important with these cameos. They work quite well. We go to our next match. It's a mixed six-person tag. Briggs, Jensen, and Fallon Henley taking on Pretty Deadly with Lash Legend. Fallon hits Lashley in the face with a big boot, followed by a dropkick. Lash Legend then picks her up and just starts bouncing her in between the second and third rope. It looked awful.
Yeah, this was really bad.
I don't know what this was meant to be, but it did not look painful. It just looked annoying.
And then eventually,
like, if
Fallon,
you were doing this to me, I'd be like, that's annoying.
Halfway through, Fallon's like, I guess I should do this, like pretending like, but it didn't.
Against the ropes.
No, it was all Lashes.
And then just throws her down. Did not look good. Backdrop from Legend. And then Henley closes her to the floor and follows up with a crossbody off the apron to Legend on the floor. Kit Wilson then makes the tag and tells Fallon to get out the ring because it's not intergender, it's mixed. So as soon as one of the guys tags in, the ladies have to leave.
See, this is where I would have Joe Gacy come out and be like,
what the fuck, guys?
But instead, yeah. He's moved on.
But Fallon just says, I ain't getting out the ring, slaps him across the face, and then Josh Briggs comes in. Kit dives at him, and he catches him with an inverted atomic drop. Then Prince tags in and jumps off the top rope and also gets to court with the inverted atomic drop. They then send all three out of the ring, and Briggs just launches Henley over the top rope to take all three out, which looked really cool here.
Yeah, this was the best part of this match. They used her like a battering ram. Like, she went flying on top of all three of them on the outside.
Like Enzo and Cass used to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Looked great.
Looked really good. After the commercial break, Pretty Deadly are now in control, and they've just completely isolated Briggs. Quick tags in the corner, just beating him down. As the ref is distracted, Lash and Kit are attacking Briggs when they're not legal. Briggs eventually dumps Kit to the outside, but in doing so, Elton Prince blind tags himself in, who continues the beatdown on Briggs. Eventually, Briggs makes the hot tag to Jensen, who hits an atomic drop followed by a famouser to Elton. And then Gallus come out, and Briggs decides to jump Gallus. And then Joe Coffey hits Jensen with a boot, allowing Elton Prince to roll up Jensen to pick up the win.
Damn. Yeah, it was an all right of a match, because the Lash Legend stuff, I feel like every time she's in the ring, it's a little dicey, a little choppy out there. But you wanted to see her get better, and you wanted her to improve, but being on TV isn't the best way to do that, because you're going to do stuff like that. They go, huh? What are you doing with that? But then when it was Fallon, who I think is actually...
She's great.
I think she's leagues ahead of the spot she's in. Yeah. Because I know she was a bit of a name on... What was her name before? I'm blanking.
Tesha Price.
Yeah, she had somewhat of a name before on the indies. And here, changing your name and being put in this gimmick, okay, at least it's something. You're on TV and all that stuff. But it shows, like, she's pretty good. Not just the wrestling, but, like, reaction. Okay, I'm a cowgirl gimmick, this thing. I'm going to milk that and do that. So, okay, it works. It's pretty cool. But the match itself was like, all right. It sets up to what we think is going to set up.
Yeah, I can certainly see, like, remember how when they brought in Carmella to, like, add on to Enzo and Cass?
Yeah.
And then they broke her off on her own.
Yeah.
And she kind of kept that character, but made it all her own. I can totally see that with Fallon, kind of, because I think the kind of cowgirl gimmick works with her.
Hey,
it feels natural. It doesn't feel like...
Yeah, she brings them together, I think.
I think
she
so.
Brings this team together. And we've given these two... shit for a long time, but they've grown in us so much. And then look, they're champs now. And they got this whole unit. They work well together. And Jensen hitting some pretty cool moves. And he was wearing his jeans again.
Back to
I
the
think
jeans.
He looks better like this.
Yeah. I like the characters of this team, and I like Pretty Deadly. Just there isn't enough exciting stuff that they do.
Yeah.
So it was just the match was kind of dull to me.
Yeah.
Although I do quite like some of the people involved. Just didn't really connect wrestling-wise. And I think they also just did the same finish as we just saw in the women's tag. So it was just a bit repetitive.
Right.
It's, oh, rundown from...
Oh, it's
from
Gallus.
Bad guys and yeah. distraction. And
it was literally the same
finish. It was exactly the same finish, yeah. which just made it a bit more dull.
Come on, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. We see Mandy Rose backstage on the phone, and she's asking where Gigi and JC are. When Shayna Baszler comes in, and Shayna brings up the fact that she was the longest reigning champion.
I think so. And even longer than Asuka?
I think combined the two reigns, I think Shayna had the longest. And Mandy's sort of coming off the promo Mandy made the other week, saying how she just overtook Paige, I think,
yeah.
and was coming for Shayna. And Mandy says, well, shouldn't you be worried about Worlds Collide? She says, well, Liv has already lost that match, and I'm going to tear her limb from limb. The question is which limb I will take first. And you call yourself the baddest bitch in the game, but everyone knew that was me when I held that title, and people never questioned calling me the baddest bitch, but they question you. So you have to unify those titles for the brand, and if you don't, everything you've said in the last year is garbage.
Damn.
Yeah.
Garbage. Shayna kind of like putting Mandy in her place, like, hey, this your reign sucks.
Yeah.
You ain't nothing. Yeah. Remember me? I was pretty good. I was all right.
Yeah.
Like I think back to when I was like, hey, Shayna had some good matches, but a lot of it was dragged out a long time. She said longest reigning. Maybe that's why she was champ a lot, but leagues ahead of
but
what
you,
we see for
you them. Kind of, whether you were like a fan of her style or not, you could buy her dominant reign.
Yeah.
With her character and just her background and stuff.
Exactly. So it was a kind of cool person to do this with Mandy.
She is someone I'm glad they're rehabbing on the main roster.
Yeah.
I would love them to revisit the Dakota thing at some point.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I still feel we haven't quite had the final payoff with that story.
One day.
And
end game.
And seeing on Raw how they are at... Like, they've acknowledged the, like, relationship between Theory and Gargano and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's totally something they could do.
It's Triple H's world now.
It is. We're just living in it. Where was Von? Why is Von Wagner not on Worlds Collide? It's literally his world colliding.
Von's world collide. I guess it's not.
Mm.
It's not his world. Damn. He was wrong. He was lying to us the whole time.
We see JD McDonough being interviewed. First, we get a Connor's Cure video as it's September, Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month.
Man, shout out Connor's Cure, Connor the Crusher. They did not show any clips with Bryan Danielson, which I get, but at the same time, those videos made me tear up all the time.
Yeah.
Especially any time it was him. Wasn't he at WrestleMania? He was at WrestleMania at the
30.
End of the match, too. Yeah. Man, that's some real shit there. So, yeah. My buddies would spend like $200 on the bracelets online and then give them out. And I don't know if someone took mine.
I had one.
Yeah, you had one too.
Yeah.
Shout out Connor's Cure.
Shout out Connor's Cure. We see JD McDonough being interviewed by Mackenzie Mitchell. And he brings up the fact that Wes Lee called him creepy. And he says, I understand my meticulous self-care routine might be weird to Wes, but it's all designed to be without weakness. Agony, I can deal with. And do you know what it's like to have a resting heart rate of 40? It's pretty cool, I guess. And he says, I'd rather be like me and be creepy than emotionally fragile like Wes Lee.
Damn.
So that sounds interesting. Wes Lee, Janie McDonough down the line.
Yeah, I wonder if they add that next week or...
Imagine next, yeah, in the next couple of weeks, probably.
Something like that. Yeah, the fact that he's like now just being a creepy guy is like kind of, I guess, where he says, I am creepy at the end. So that's the gimmick switching into more that we said, oh, he's kind of creepy. And now they're like, yeah.
Just don't be spooky.
Oh, it'll come.
It's, I don't mind, like, I kind of like the thing where he's, so all this, like, what, hyperbolic chambers and acupuncture yeah. and stuff. It's stuff, so.
It's realistic.
It's all meditation. So, yeah, I can feel pain, but in my head, I can block it out, is essentially sort of what he's saying. Like, it's all right.
And then one day he'll come out with some Irish curse, pot of gold.
Yeah. I buy this more than, like, the Gacy stuff. Like, I do think,
yeah, oh, it's
I
way
do
better.
Think he owns it. And it, I way do better. Think it's working for him.
Yeah.
And it's way more interesting to me than I'm Irish.
Yeah.
Which has been a lot of people's gimmicks.
I have a lot of his gimmick for a long time. His gimmick. Yeah, yeah. So it is different, yeah. And I like how McKenzie's, like, weirded out by him. Because he's like, isn't it better? Don't you agree with me? Because he's basically like, I don't have emotions. Like, yeah. I'm a psychopath, is what he's saying.
I saw a something the other day about some girl with a rare condition where she can't feel pain or fear. This sounds like a superhero, but got like hit by a car, but like dragged.
Oh,
and like survived and
now
couldn't feel anything.
So she doesn't feel. Is this like Unbreakable?
It's just some rare, I guess, just some rare condition.
She doesn't feel
pain. She doesn't feel pain and therefore, like, doesn't understand the concept of fear.
So, like, what either. If, like, if you stab her, she just won't feel it, but she'll bleed out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But also fear?
Well, I guess if you can't feel pain, like, fear is there as, like, a defense mechanism, isn't it?
But then if she
you're meant to have fear to, like, keep you on.
Okay, but hold on. If she can't feel pain, then can she feel happiness?
Maybe she feels nothing.
Sounds like it.
I mean, I wouldn't, whether I could feel it or not, it can't be that fun being dragged by a car. Like, I wouldn't be too happy.
I mean, if you didn't feel it, what would it be to you?
I'm trying to find this thing.
It's fake news. You're lying. It's not real.
Olivia Farnsworth baffled doctors when she was hit by a car and dragged down the street, but walked away without shedding a tear. This girl's seven.
Seven?
7 year old.
Whoa. That's wild. Maybe it's a superhero. Supes are real.
Thought to be the only person in the world who has, like, all these symptoms together.
Crazy.
Rare chromosome 6 deletion.
Damn.
So, basically, that's what J.D. McDonough's working on.
He's going to be fearless and painless.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
She should be a wrestler when she grows up.
She should. She should be a superhero.
She should. They should clone her. So, like, get her DNA and put, like, with other people who have powers.
I feel that's dangerous. I feel that's end-of-the-world shit going on there.
Possibly.
It's how they take over.
It's how the dinosaurs come back.
We're going off on one today. We go to our next match. Andre Chase being accompanied by Thea Hale and Bodie Hayward taking on Charlie Dempsey. This was set up last week when Dempsey was brought in as guest lecturer to Chase U and, well, took things a little bit too far. And hurt Andre's students.
Imagine you're at a college and they have like, hey, we're bringing in someone for a lunchtime show and this guy just assaults students.
I don't know. We had some fucked up shit at drama school. Like, it's
this guy just beats people up.
Yeah.
This is the NXT TV debut, meaning NXT America debut of William Regal Jr., Charlie Dempsey, who William Regal's son, they say. But should Ancestry, because he looks like Butch Jr. This guy looks like Pete Dunne. He does look like William Regal a little bit. Certain times he makes the scowl face, like the face, like the
His stance, the stance with the fists in front is very Regal-esque as well. Dempsey starts with a headlock takedown. It's all like catch-as-can wrestling here. Actually pretty nice stuff here. They're trading leg scissors and kind of... both getting out of it. There's then Dempsey like bridges out of a leg scissors from Chase and transitions it into a bow and arrow, which Chase counters into a pin attempt. And then they're kind of got the Greco-Roman knuckle lock as they're monkey flipping each other, but still holding on, doing pin attempts, doing the one shoulder up, then the other shoulder up, and then the bridging.
Yes, real good stuff.
Really nice stuff here. And then Chase finally catches Dempsey with a hip toss and says that that's a teachable moment. Dempsey then applies, it's like going for the cattle mutilation, but was sort of spinning around him at the same time.
Yeah.
And then Chase manages to hit the side Russian leg sweep and delivers the Chase U stomps. And then there's an STF from Dempsey as Bodhi is by the apron, kind of coaching Chase and kind of like willing him to get to the ropes. So Dempsey just boots Bodhi in the face, goes to the floor, and then hits this nice looking gut wrench suplex on the floor. But then when he goes back into the ring, Chase catches him with a roll up and scores the win for Chase U.
A teachable moment,
indeed.
Teachable
moment, yeah.
Yeah, these two have some like good chemistry. I know we joke about our friend Sino, who does Shot in the Dark every week. You should listen. It's on this feed. He covers a lot of wrestling. He's mentioned, and I think he's posted on our socials, that he's seen these two wrestle quite a long time ago at Evolve, I think in one of Dempsey's first matches over here. So it's they must be boys.
Yeah.
They must go back. They trust each other. They know some stuff. It was cool to kind of let them do actual wrestling. And obviously an upset that Chase beats him on his first match here, but also now I feel like he might be still linked with them. Like he might be teaching with them. Now he faces Bodhi.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like yeah. Maybe he's joining them or maybe he's just feuding with them, but yeah. I think it's not over yet.
This might have been one of my favorite matches on the show, actually, just from a wrestling point of view. I quite enjoyed it. And I think Chase has actually had a couple of these recently. He had the one against Vinci, which I quite enjoyed. I just wish he'd get out of this fucking sweater and dress
sweater,
pants.
Yeah.
Because the guy can wrestle, and you can have this character. You can have Chase U inspired singlet or something.
This would be the guy to do it
with the character.
This would work. Like the next, like have a rematch, and that's when he puts on the singlet to wrestle. Right?
It needs something like that because it's. I'm kind of into the match, but also how seriously can I take this when a guy's wearing a red sweater, and a dress shirt underneath and stuff?
But I mean, I want to see more of Charlie Dempsey. Absolutely. I mean, the wrestling so far is looking pretty nice. So hey, why not? Let's see more of it. Obviously, William Regal's kid doesn't add, like he's not using the name, but like it's cool that he's this guy's kid. Either one day he joins the Blackpool Combat Club or William Regal comes back over here, so they'll be together one day, but for now he's
impressed. I think it looks good. We go backstage where we see Miko Satomura, and Alba Fire approaches her and says, the title looks good on you. And Mako just says, I won this from a great champion. So Alba tells her to win on Sunday. And Mako says, I will.
She beat her for it.
She beat Kaylee Ray, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, her old name.
Yeah.
Yeah, so again, more like history, like, hey, in case anyone's wondering how you won the title, you beat me.
Yeah.
Now I'm over here. It's all right.
Tyler Bates walking around and just...
Everyone's just walking around. Yeah. Everyone's just walking around. The area backstage is so big.
It feels like 2K. You know, when you're walking around backstage and like, I'm going to go and talk to Gunther.
This place is not that big. This place is really tiny.
Why is everyone just standing?
Everyone's walking
around. No one's like just sat chilling.
I love in wrestling. Yeah, everyone's always just chilling by themselves.
Roxanne's on her phone, but like...
They're always just chilling by themselves.
Gunther's just stood there with his title and his...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Coat.
No, I don't think he was wearing his coat.
Was he not? And Gunther just reminds Bates. He says, this title has a legacy. I am the longest reigning NXT UK champion in history, and you need to bring the Tyler Bate who went 45 minutes with me. Beat Bron and unify the titles. European wrestling relies on it.
Damn. Making it a bit more serious here for Tyler Bates, saying you need to win this. This title was the shit. I made it the shit, and look at it now.
Do it for Europe.
Yeah, do it for Europe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. like, again, bringing back history that is often ignored.
He's going to do the same thing with this IC title. Don't let him keep this title on him for the next 2 years. You don't give a shit about this title anyways, so just let him hold it for like 2 years.
They've definitely been... I think while you've got Roman as your champion,
yeah,
holding the big two belts, make the US and IC mean something.
Yeah.
And I think they are with Lashley and Gunther right now. And just put on... I'm actually really looking forward to his match with Sheamus. I think that
interesting.
I think that could be awesome.
Yeah.
Should be a good crowd as well for like Sheamus in...
Sure.
In Cardiff. Yeah. And
Walter.
And just, like, I think in the last couple of years, Sheamus has really been bringing it in these big matches as well, just heavy hitting. And I think, yeah, this could be awesome.
I think the crowd would be hot for both of them. Yeah. But also, wasn't the Walter-Tyler Bate match in Cardiff?
I think it was.
I think he mentioned it. That's also history there. Like, yeah. Although, sorry, Tyler Bate, your match may or may not be in Cardiff. We don't think it's going to be there.
No,
it's not.
It's it.
So I didn't. I like this. This was probably one of my favorite ones of the crossover. Mm. Gunther Walter. He's fantastic.
Yeah. We go to our next match. Zoe Stark taking on Kiana James. Zoe, who was taken out of the women's tag tournament on the main roster due to injury.
Oh, she wasn't medically unavailable?
Nikita was medically unavailable.
Oh, sorry, right.
But Zoe, kind of nagging knee injury, but seems fine here, right. So she's back, which is good.
They do show the
obviously
clip.
She just came back from injury, so
yeah.
Being injured again sucks.
They show the clip of Mandy beating her knee up, so like they're selling it. Like, yep. Look, she got it tweaked or whatever.
Zoe hits this kind of cool springboard move, right?
Yeah, it was like a tope, like atomico, like thing. It was pretty cool.
Kiana then keeps on going for multiple pin attempts, applies a key lock to Zoe, which she manages to fight out of, and then Zoe starts delivering some clotheslines, a back elbow, a kick to the knee, and then her kind of low flying drop kick to the jaw. James comes back and hits a standing moonsault, but eats a super kick from Zoe. And she says, liability, my ass, referring to
her remarks.
Kiana's remarks. And then just hits the Zoe to sleep, I think we're calling it. the spin into the knee lift and puts Kiana James away. 1, 2, 3.
A pretty quick match. I'm not too into Zoe Stark right now. And... I'm not too into Kiana James is a new character, but they're really like, hey, like she's a gimmick character. So they're kind of pushing that. But there was some cool stuff, but it wasn't, there's not much heat behind it. So I wasn't too interested.
Yeah. The feud kind of came out of nowhere just, and it's more of a kind of rehab win for Zoe. I like Zoe's style a lot. She does a lot of stuff we don't see from a lot of the other women. And I think that finisher is awesome.
Yeah.
And I think of the newer talent, I think Kiana James is someone who has been hanging with some of the better wrestlers as well. Like when you compare to Lash Legend and stuff, I think Kiana James has held her own in these matches and I think could be a prospect down the line.
After the match, though, she attacks her.
She picks up a bag.
I think Vic was like, oh no, she's got her tote bag.
Tote bag. And goes to use it against Zoe when Nikita Lyons runs out and attacks Kiana James, and then her and Zoe have their own little secret handshake they did to be like, thanks.
Not as cool as Sami Zayn's and the Usos.
Jimmy's, is it? Yeah.
I guess Nikita was medically available for tonight here.
For Florida,
In Florida, everyone's medically available. No, everyone's medically unavailable in Florida. So are we seeing these two back as a tag team just randomly, or are we going to see them feud, or like...
Like, we've had Zoe go for the title. I've no interest seeing Nikita go for the title. We need more tag teams. Why not keep them together and...
Sure.
Go against Kayden and Katana.
Yeah, why not?
Or whatever.
Kiana needs a...
Doudrop and Nikki.
Well, Kiana needs a partner now to fight these two.
Who's the secretary? Sino?
Oh, yeah. She has a secretary. Yeah. There we go. We already booked it earlier.
Or maybe we don't know what Jared done in Shuma.
Oh.
Remember she said, get it done, and it's
done. Yeah, let's get the secretary in there.
We see Blair Davenport, who's being interviewed.
Who?
And she says, NXT UK and NXT were built off their women's divisions, and out of all the legends, no one has done what I will do on Sunday, and that's unifying these titles. That's when Rhea Ripley walks in and says she is the only person to hold two, both the NXT and the NXT UK champions. And she made those brands, but you can make history. You look confident, so don't screw it up. So, yeah, I guess put the goth with the goth here.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The real goth showed up. Rhea Ripley looks like a real goth lately. It's funny when we first saw her in the Mae Young Classic, blonde hair, no tattoos. And then look at Rhea Ripley now. Like, would you tell her she wasn't a goth? I wouldn't tell her anything she wouldn't allow me to tell her. Like, she looks like she'd kill Blair Davenport.
She's someone who I think is really getting a bit of steam right now.
Yeah,
the,
me too.
The Judgment Day thing hasn't really been working, but I do think she looks like the star of that group. And you could hear the reaction here when she showed up. It was one of the bigger ones of like these cameos.
Yeah, I still think it's not like, I know she was put in a Mania match and Charlotte and stuff, but I think we're on the early stages of what we see from Rhea Ripley in WWE, especially now with Triple H running things.
Yeah.
I think she could be a big star. I personally like when she fights the dudes on main roster.
Yeah.
They don't do it a lot in WWE, but she looks like she's murdering. Yeah, she looks like she's murdering these people. So like, why not? This is cool though. I don't believe what second that Blair Davenport is going to win the title. So watch her win the title. But yeah,
she could. Who knows? I don't. We'll go through predictions at the end. We see two guys sat down with comic books in front of their faces. We see a Seth Rollins comic book and a New Day comic book. The Seth Rollins comic book comes down, and it's Nathan Fraser, who's just super excited about Worlds Collide. And says how good NXT UK was. He's like, oh man, I loved it in NXT UK. And then the New Day comic book comes down to reveal Axiom. And he's like, wow, I wonder what it was like. NXT UK sounds great.
No, it didn't sound like that. It sounded because he's wearing the mask and you couldn't really hear him. But
they're kind of being cute here, pretending that Axiom was never in NXT UK.
They say it, they go over it twice. Like, Fraser says it to him, like, oh, you've never been there and you don't know what it's like. And then he repeats it, like, yes, I was not there. I don't know what it was like.
Fraser suggests having a friendly match at Worlds Collide and says, I know it's quite a British thing, but we have this thing called the Heritage Cup where we did rounds and would that interest you? Obviously, I think A Kid was the first Heritage Cup.
A Kid was the first champion.
So they agree to a best of three. So a rounds match coming up at the Worlds Collide. We said maybe there'd be some sort of rounds match or Heritage Cup tie-in thing.
Noam Dar's just left out to dry.
What about me?
The current champ,
But I think this actually could be really good. Nathan Fraser and Axiom.
Yeah. So it is a rules match. What is it? Rounds match?
They said three. They said best of three. So
is it a 2 out of 3 falls?
Whether it's 2 out of 3 or 3 rounds.
Look, I think this guy looks like a complete dork in this mask. It looks like they're at a barber shop waiting for, like, that's where they should have been. That would have been a funnier thing. He's wearing a mask, like hair, right? Yep. But they didn't do that. I think the match will be good though. Yep. So, like, I won't even say that because I do like both of them. But both of them are just complete geeks and they literally said that to me on TV because they're like, hey, look, they're reading comic books.
Yeah.
And not just comics, WWE comics. I like how Fraser's reading Seth's, of course, because he's trained by Seth.
I like how he was also, you're good with numbers, so you'll probably like a rounds match.
Yeah.
Because it involves numbers.
Multiple numbers.
Well, it involves the three numbers.
I mentioned their doors.
The first three numbers you learn. But he's good with them. Yeah. Oh, these guys, I mean, they're
this is the math club.
Complete dorks.
Yeah, this is the chess club of NXT 2.0 here. Sorry, but this guy's mask, man. It's so bad. I cannot stand it. I love wrestling masks. Look at our set. I love wrestling masks. That's a part of wrestling. This guy's got to have one of the worst ones.
It really doesn't bother me as much as you.
I can't, he can't even talk. It's like his mask is so skin tight, morph suit tight, that when he talks, it goes into his mouth. That's why it's muffling him. Man, he looks funny, but the match should be all right.
We go to our next match, our final match of the evening, and it's Dallas taking on Diamond Mine. it starts off with the Coffee Brothers and the Creeds going at it, and then Wolfgang gets tagged in, and they kind of try to do this, you know, at the Rumble when you have like Kane and Big Show stare down, you do the big man thing. They try to do it here, but it was with Wolfgang and Damon Kemp. Like, Damon Kemp's a big boy, but
yeah,
he's hardly a monster.
Yeah.
And Wolfgang is
barely a wolf.
Just Wolfgang. So they do some big lad stuff. I just think Kemp looks way better than all three of these Gallus guys. And he's been doing this for, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, he's throwing them around.
He's just throwing them around. Beautiful suplexes.
I always forget that there's two Coffee Brothers. There's two guys there.
One wasn't enough. One wasn't enough. You needed two.
And I felt like they didn't show like too much in this match, but I will give them, like, towards the end, there was some stuff where they all kind of got into it, but for the most of it, they're pretty dull.
Yeah. Kemp backs, Wolfgang into the corner to tag Brutus. There's a hip toss to Brutus, but he lands on his feet and then takes down Wolfgang. And then the rest of Diamond Mine come in to take down the rest of Gallus, and they all three at the same time do the Brutus smash. It's their own kind of version of the Combat Club beatdown,
yeah.
But just the double fist. I kind of like
it. It looks pretty good, yeah.
It's pretty fun.
It looks good. And this is when the crowd erupt, USA, yes. USA.
Julius charges in with a chop block to the front of the knee. Very like he's been watching his Corey Graves from 2013
NXT,
here.
NXT, yeah.
And then this beautiful double underhook suplex to Joe Coffey. And just managed to deadlift Joe up as well.
Yeah, I mean, Julius, every time we've watched him, he's doing a new creative spot that involves deadlifting.
Yeah.
We've seen it now, like, in multiple matches. And this I've never seen before. He, like, rolled through and just somehow still managed to deadlift. Like, I can't. When I bend over to pick something up, something hurts. I don't know how this guy is managing to do this with a whole wolf gang on his shoulders or whatever, Coffee Brother. But, like, very impressive to do these deadlift stuff, but it was mind-blowing, some of the stuff that he can do. Julius is definitely just a huge highlight every week.
He then applies the ankle lock, but on the apron... applies the ankle lock, but they get out. Julius is then on the apron, and Mark Coffey pulls at the apron to trip Julius up. Wolfgang then hits Julius with this big senton, kind of as he sat up.
This was cool. I'll give them the credit, because like Wolfgang like jumps while he does this, so it looked pretty cool, yeah.
Julius makes the tag to Kemp, who does like belly-to-belly suplexes to Mark Coffey, and Damon is about to finish Mark when Roddy runs out with his phone. And
look,
like,
at this, guys! Look at my phone! Look! So stupid.
Hank, the security guard, and his mate show up, and Kemp gets in Roddy's face, throws the phone on the floor, and stamps on it. But you see behind him, there's a blind tag made with Kemp not realizing, and he comes in and gets hit by the discus clothesline from Joe Coffey for the win.
Another... In 1 week, we saw two good matches. I mean, every match had an interference, but I'm thinking of last week on Dynamite, where it's like, hey, this is a pretty good tag match, and then... dumb finish.
Yeah.
This was how I felt about the, like, oh, I was getting into a Gallus match. All right, cool. And then Roddy has to show them his phone at the very end of the match. Like, clearly Roddy's fucking them over and is leaving the group because he's doing this on purpose. I'm imagining it just looks so silly that he's like, hey, look, it's on my phone now. It's, come on. Just, can we not just do the match? Every match tonight had some sort of funky finish.
Literally every
except
match.
Zoe Starks, maybe. Or did, no, Kiana. Kiana one was clean.
Kiana one was clean. There was just the post match. Yeah, that was the only one. That's even Andre Chase had
interference.
Interference, sort of.
Everything.
I love Diamond Mine. I think they're great.
They're over.
I think they always do stuff that entertains me in their matches. Gallus, this was on the lower end of Diamond Mine matches for me.
Yeah.
I don't get it with these guys. Yeah, I don't mind. Like, sometimes you need, sure, this TV, you're building to, like, the bigger matches, right? But it's so lazy, a lot of the ones on tonight's show. And you can do the stuff after the match with Roddy.
Yeah.
It doesn't always need to lead to the finish.
Yeah,
it's just boring.
I really love Diamond Mine. We've been saying it for a long time. Gallus doesn't really do it for me. And we were saying, okay, well, how do we get... the tag title match involved. We've been predicting that it would be some sort of four-way, which leads to a giant brawl.
You get then Diamond Mine, Dallas, Pretty Deadly, and Briggs and Jensen all brawling. The locker room clears out to Giro. Try and separate them all. Giro's there, yeah. I did like they did some cool, like, over-the-head shots here where you just saw, like, the ring. And also it being a small studio, it did kind of look cool, actually, the brawl here.
So basically all four of these teams are fighting, and then the locker room fights, and everyone's fighting, and you can... Later they'll announce it, but it does lead to the announcement of the unification of the tag title match, which is the both tag titles unification. Creed Brothers versus Brooks Jensen and Josh Briggs.
Yeah.
Versus Pretty Deadly versus Gallus.
Yes.
And the winner take all. Oh, it's an elimination match. Oh,
okay. So I imagine what? Creed and Gallus final two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Creed's Briggs and Jensen. Let's do it.
Yeah, if you listen to Shot in the Dark, also you'll hear Cena mention that Gallus. There's something to do with Kemp and Gallus in there as well. They've had history on that show.
Yeah, Frank put in the Twitch chat that they were teaming on NXT.
Oh, they were team with who?
Gallus and Wolfgang.
Okay,
I think you said
no. Gallus recently, Wolfgang's in Wolfgang.
Kemp and Wolfgang recently teamed up on UK.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, so the four-way match is happening. But then as we're watching the locker room fight, it cuts to someone else watching the locker room fight.
Bron Breakker's super into it. He's going like, yeah, get him. He's literally sat there like, oh, yeah. Go, punch him. Oh.
Yeah, look at these jobbers. Look at everyone fighting for no reason. I'll give Bron credit where it's due. He's watching TV the right way.
He is watching TV the right way. And then we see a steel chair planted down next to him. And it's Tommaso Ciampa. He sits down. He's wearing his old shirt. No one will survive. And he says, I did a lot of things in NXT, but nothing was more important than my time spent with Goldie. And there is certain responsibility that comes with holding this title. The NXT title and NXT brand mean the world to me. But it's your world now. And at Worlds Collide, you have your chance to make history. And I'm here to tell you that all the pressure, the fear, and the anxiety is all normal. But when the bell rings, embrace it. You represent this brand, this title, your legacy, and our legacy. But more importantly than anything, win, win, win.
Damn.
Good pep. I like this.
He slapped him and slapped him in the face, but like patted him on the back and slapped the title.
He also was like, may I? To like touch the title.
Goldie.
But I like this. These two had like, Ciampa was kind of that mentor role for Bron before leaving. So this was a good kind of final bit for this.
I really liked the pep talk with Walter and Tyler Bate, but Ciampa's just one of the best talkers. Yeah. We know that. And when the chair sat down, I was like, oh, that's a cool moment. And he was the one to, you know, give Bron the title essentially. So, I thought this was pretty good and pretty hype and basically not like underselling, UK. It's not like he went put the UK title out of business or anything.
No.
He's like, hey, like make you win it and be the guy.
Doing it for our brand.
Yeah, it's for NXT and you're the champion. You have to win it. So do it.
We see Quincy Elliott, who's wearing a Spice Girls t-shirt. It was Britney earlier being referenced. Now it's Spice Girls.
But he had what was he wearing last week?
Brats. Or what was it?
Brats.
Yeah.
And now Spice Girls.
Now Spice Girls.
Who's your favorite Spice Girl?
Baby.
Baby Spice. Baby Spice. Yeah. I like Ginger too, though.
I like blonde with blue eyes as a kid, so of course I liked.
Ginger. I like all of them equally except Posh.
I was a big fan of Posh at one point.
You're kind of Posh.
Yeah. He says, everyone thought they knew what I was and what I am, but they don't know me at all. They're about to find out exactly who Quincy Elliott is. I'm flyer than a reindeer in winter. And I'm here to change the game. Life ain't perfect, but you haven't lived the life of Quincy, the super diva. And you could hear Quincy chants from the crowd as well for him.
Hey, I like someone trying new things, and I definitely think it'll take a while to get there. But hey, this is a start, so don't want to knock it down right away. And he's wearing a Spice Girls shirt, so I can never
good taste.
Yeah, I can never make fun of someone in a Spice Girls shirt. So. We'll see where it goes. I do follow him on Twitter, and he says some things. There's something about, what was it like? Because he said in his promo here, it's phrasing, and grammar, but he says, I'm coming to NXT. Like the way he says things, you know, he's trying to be a little funny with it. But yeah, we'll see where it goes. I need to see him wrestle in a match to kind of, you know. But so far, he's the super diva. He needs the Divas title.
He should bring it back.
He should just wear it.
Yeah,
and yeah, he should, like the FTW title, but the Divas title.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love it. We go to our kind of main event segment here. Mello and Trick come out, and they're pissed off. And Trick starts off saying, week after week, Mello has put on banger after banger after banger, and he's not booked. And Mello says that I'm trying to figure out how they're going to keep the A champion off of Worlds Collide. And I beat the Rebel Heart. He says, I'm like, I beat the Rebel Heart, lived the dream, swerved, like just mentioning these kind of NXT.
He goes names. Through. Yeah. He manages to weave in all these different names like within a sentence. It was pretty cool. Pretty fluid there.
And they try to tell me that this is a secondary championship. I've not been secondary at anything. And I won't be taking this championship to Worlds Collide because there's no one who's on my level or even on the level below. And that's when Ricochet's music hits.
One and only.
And Ricochet comes back to NXT and Mello says, look at the microphone. I don't know if he knows how to use it or not. Which is probably the best line of the show.
I laughed so hard at that, unfortunately. Sorry, Ricky, but yeah, as he's getting the mic, as he gets handed the mic, that's what he's like, oh, he's got a mic, but does he know how to use it, though?
Brilliant.
Damn. Oh, instant, like, oh, man. He's doing what, like, Adam Cole did to Karrion Kross. Like, he's just, the guy didn't even talk yet. What did he even say anything yet? And you just instantly murdered him. But I didn't think Ricochet sounded bad in this promo, actually, so.
Ricochet says, for the sake of everyone in attendance, everyone at home, and those who follow you on social media, please shut the hell up for a few seconds. I'm here on official business. I don't see why it has to be just NXT and NXT UK. We got to throw some SmackDown on it as well. And when it comes to these four corners, you can't do it like I do. And you may be the one and only, but you are just one of many. And, oh, sorry, that was Mello says, you may be one and only, but you are just one of many, and one of many to step up and get stepped on. So since you and I are so similar, let's see what's good, because there can only be one of us.
Let's see what's good.
And Ricochet says, it's amazing you've had multiple title defenses, because no one can remember one of them. And I thought I'd give them a Mello match they can remember. And he says he'll be two-time champion. And then Trick goes to punch him, but Ricochet ducks and hits him with a spin kick. And then Mello goes for his springboard clothesline, but gets hit with the recoil, the code breaker there.
Nice.
To end the show and setting up Ricochet versus Carmelo Hayes, which should be fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, the match sounds awesome. You don't need to sell that match anything else other than this. You could have just went, this is the match. And people have been like, okay, cool. I thought this was a pretty good segment, actually. I know everyone makes fun of Ricochet for cutting promos, even Carmelo Hayes in the segment making fun of him. I thought he sounded fine. He just said, hey, I want to SmackDown. I want to represent SmackDown. I want to be back here. I want to fight. It was fine. Didn't think it was bad. And I am hyped about the match. But Carmelo Hayes, like, comes across as just so fucking good. He is definitely the star of NXT. Like, from the look, from the way he looks to the way he talks and can move on the fly. He does the I am thing like a lot. And I always say, I think it's a good little thing that he does. So when Ricochet was like, I am here. And then Mello replies, I am. And then like the crowd, some of the people did it. And then like they moved on for a sec, but then more people did it. So Hayes like, no,
they went
I
back
am.
And they were like, well, are we going to find this?
And Hayes was like, I am. And then continues. I was like, dude knows how to work on the fly. Like that good, like, this guy should be a big deal in WWE.
I like the line from Ricochet about, okay, you've been the champion, but no one really remembers your matches. But I would also say I can't remember a single Ricochet match from the last 3 years on the main roster.
There was flips in it, I'm sure.
Yeah. But no, this sounds great. We were wondering what Mello was going to do. It makes sense. Like Ricochet was one of the big like North American champions. So there is a bit of a tie-in as well.
Yep.
Especially what they were doing throughout the show with the previous champions of different titles
showing up. This sounds great. And a good way to end the show.
Yep. So I found this might be one of the weakest weeks of wrestling on NXT for a while, because I do feel we've had like one or two good matches per week in recent weeks. I thought the wrestling was really weak. I hated the schism stuff.
Yeah.
But I did think Worlds Collide felt more important after this week's show than it did, say, last week's. I think they've done an actual kind of good job in making these unifications feel somewhat important and kind of making NXT UK feel like an era.
Like, that's definitely what they were trying to do, to bring in these other older wrestlers who have the history with NXT and like give the rub, essentially. Is like they kind of needed to do that, because I still feel like people don't give two shits about this show, to be honest. Mm. It's basically, this is the show to write off NXT UK. So I get it. Trying to bring in and have Finn, have Gunther, have Rhea, it worked. Like, to like go, okay, you know what? There was history with this. This could be. For me, it's like, oh, look at the card. It does have some interesting matches. There's like two that I'd say are definite interest. The rest are like, yeah, all right, cool. But this episode, I would say, had a lot of, interference, almost every match. And it had a lot of segments, like too many, when that gets really annoying. Like, sometimes when we watch 2.0, you don't know what's a commercial and what's not, because they'll go, hey, here's a law firm, and then it cuts to Kiana James. So I'm like, is this a commercial or is this part of the show? Yeah. They do that a lot, where they then go to the schisms talking for a while. That there was still so much like just shit I didn't care about. And I'll reiterate that, something I say every week. This show does not need to be 2 hours, because look at all this like fluff. Lash Legend should not be on TV every week. Because the wrestling just isn't there yet. That was a low point as well. But I, at the end of the day, I didn't like hate this episode. I think the first hour I was really like
first
grumpy.
Hour was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. But then I think having the stars give the little rub, as like kind of cheap as it was to just have them show up, it did its job.
I'd be interested to see if after Worlds Collide there's a bit of that reset. Like we've seen post SummerSlam on main roster, it was that kind of soft reset on the main roster. I'd be interested to see if we somewhat get that in NXT as well.
What about some predictions?
Yeah, so got the card here. I don't see the rounds match listed on here. So
but I mean, they said it.
So I thought they said it.
But maybe it's on the pre-show or something.
Possibly on TV or something. But well, let's start with that. Nathan Fraser and Axiom.
Either way, they're both dorks. So, I mean, Fraser, because he's not wearing that stupid mask.
Yeah, I'll say Fraser as well. Carmelo Hayes versus Ricochet.
Carmelo Hayes, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Unless they're going to put Ricochet here for a little bit.
And Carmelo and Trick go up?
Yeah, I like... I'd like to see Carmelo retain it and...
The only thing,
put on a banger.
Yeah, I think that'll be probably the match of the night with these two. I do think Carmelo Hayes could go toe to toe or even outshine most main roster people on the mic.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's awesome.
But I do think he will retain, because I do think Braun versus Carmelo is the bigger like unification match down the line.
You got the Creeds versus Brooks and Jensen. Sorry, Briggs and Jensen. versus Pretty Deadly versus Gallus for the NXT UK, for Unified Championships elimination match.
This should go one way. It should be Diamond.
It's got to be.
Unless Roddy screws them over, and then we'll be really upset if Gallus wins.
Yeah. Yeah. Please, Creeds. Katana Chance and Caden Carter versus Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop.
Retain. The champs retain.
I think they've only just got this thing. Mandy Rose versus Mako Satomura versus Blair Davenport.
Satomura.
Yeah,
you can't have Braun win. You can't have Creeds win and have Mandy win.
You need an NXT UK.
Yeah, so that would be
she's the final boss.
That's where I definitely am like, ooh, is that why Blair's in this match to win it? So like, screw over both champions.
Yeah, and they were putting on today like she's got nothing to lose and everything to gain and stuff. So
now that I'm thinking about it.
I hope it isn't. I think Satomura would be
Satomura.
Awesome. But also, if it is Blair Davenport, you can just put Satomura on main roster as well.
Sure.
Which would be cool.
Yeah, why not? Book it. And Mandy.
All right, I'm going Blair for that.
I'm going to go Satomura just because, like...
You're going with your heart.
Yeah, because, like, I want to support her, you know?
And finally, Bron Breakker versus Tyler Bate.
All right, let's fantasize a world where Tyler Bate beats Bron Breakker, and he is the star, the champion of NXT. It makes sense because Triple H loved him, even though Triple H isn't really running the show. I'm sure Sean loves Tyler Bate. Tyler Bate's been in NXT before. He's put on some great matches, but I think it's pretty clear that Bron wins this. He's the definitive champion. He goes on, like I mentioned, maybe they do Hayes versus him. And I eventually see Bron leaving in the next while. I feel like it's already kind of run its course.
You got going to main roster?
Yeah.
I mean, when would main roster be a thing for Bate as well?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Bron.
Yeah.
I do think Bron. I'll be shocked.
I'll be shocked.
Interested by this, Matt. And Tyler Bate, even though he's small, can do a lot of like power stuff as well. So it'd be interesting seeing him lifting up Bron and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I am kind of looking forward to this show. I do think there are a few matches on here that look pretty good. And I am interested in the direction they're going to go with some of these unification matches. It's one of those things where you go, it's just a bit odd. Like, you've got to make Satomura in her first, like, NXT match, and it's with Mandy Rose.
Yeah.
And Blair, you just think about the other things you could have done down the line. But I think there's going to be enough on this match, on this card, to, like, keep me entertained as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. And then it'll be a nice daytime show for us over here in the Eastern Standard Time. That's 4 p.m. We're going to be chilling.
Yeah.
Watching it. Are we doing a watch along?
We're doing a watch along for this.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, Worlds Collide watch along on the Twitch and the YouTube channel. We'll be streaming while the show is on. So watch it with us. And then afterwards, we'll take a break and then we'll hang out and watch All Out. And then we'll go live after that. So it's going to be a fun day of wrestling for sure. But yeah.
And then I just thought maybe we could quickly run through Clash at the Castle as well.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Some predictions there and a first look at some of this card. Edge and Rey Mysterio teaming up again to take on The Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, I love Edge and Rey as a team, so I think Edge and Rey win.
I think you open with this match and just have a good babyface win. And
Edge and Rey win, however, Rhea Ripley beats the ever-living piss out of Dominic.
Yeah, yeah, love it. We've got
I want to see him pee. Like, I need to see what they did to Drake Maverick.
Have Dominic pee.
Yeah.
Gunther versus Sheamus for the Intercontinental Championship.
The Brawling Brutes. Oh, right. The Brawling Brutes are his tag team with him. I think Gunther wins.
Yeah, I could see Gunther winning this. They have been building up Sheamus having never like held this title as well. And also close to hometown. Like, yeah. I could see them maybe going with Sheamus, especially if maybe you're not going to go with Drew later.
True.
I'm going to go Sheamus for that one. Matt Riddle versus Seth freaking Rollins.
I mean, after Seth Rollins talking shit to Matt Riddle on Raw, that was that's a crazy segment. Yeah. I know it's such cheap heat. Just go after the family. Like, look at Joe Gacy tonight on NXT. Hey, Grimes, you're not joining us? Cool. Okay. Dead. Yeah. Well, you don't have a family. Like, what? Oh, okay. You just make fun of people's home life? Okay. Yeah. I thought that was pretty good. It wasn't Seth saying that got me. It was when Matt Riddle went, "What did you just say?"
Yeah.
That I went, fantastic. That's how you sell a match. That's how you sell wrestling. Not blocking people on your phone. you talk shit about them. This is supposed to be people fighting, not happy-go playtime. So I'm excited.
I think this will be great. This
match. I think so too.
I think it will be really good.
I actually think that'll be probably the best match on that show.
You got Bianca, Alexa, and Asuka taking on Bayley, Dakota, and Io Sky.
Please give Bayley's team the win, since they didn't win the titles. Yeah. Like, very weird.
Yeah, did find that weird.
Because the champs aren't on the show.
Nope. I'd go with Bayley's team. Liv Morgan versus Shayna Baszler.
I guess Liv retains, yeah. I can't see it going to
Shayna. I mean, it feels like they're still building to the Ronda thing with Liv, but I'd be more interested in Shayna just taking this from her and building Shayna Ronda.
Yeah.
Would be cool.
Sure.
I'll go Shayna. And then Roman Reigns versus Drew.
So this is for both titles.
This is for,
Oh, okay. Well, then Roman's win.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Cody's the one taking it both, if it's for both.
I would think so. Yeah. It's a shame because, like, you've got, like, this great opportunity. You know, you're in Cardiff.
You're there.
You're there. It should be a good crowd for Drew. But also, I don't think it makes sense to put it on Drew right now. Do you think we'll get any more kind of big returns or anything like that?
NXT UK invasion angle? No, I don't know. Who's gonna show up?
I don't know. Bray?
Bray? I guess. His character likes castles? Is this thing even in a castle?
No. Oh. Just false, at a football stadium.
False advertising.
Yeah. It's a big stadium, though. It's big.
Are these worlds actually going to collide?
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually working during the day Saturday, so I probably won't watch this live, but I will go out of my way to the next day or whatever to check out some of the matches, especially Riddle Rollins.
Yeah.
I think that'll be great.
I think it could be a fun show and seeing first stadium show in the UK for all. It feels kind of bizarre that they're doing the first stadium show in the UK in 30 years. It happens to be on my birthday and I'm in Canada. Yeah. Like, it feels odd.
Yeah, we made a bet the night we became friends that if they did Mania in the UK, we would go, but this doesn't count. So.
Nah, not castles, just manias.
I do like castles.
They're cool.
They're cool.
Yeah.
They're all right. Yeah. But, you know. Do we have any feedback for NXT on the Facebook group?
I see one from Magan here who says, seeing a who's who of NXT alumni elevated this go-home show, seeing Finn Balor, Ciampa, Dunn, Gunther, Rhea, and Shayna put over the prestige of the NXT and NXT UK titles made Worlds Collide feel important, and it could be a sign of what NXT will be like going forward. I'd be shocked if 2.0 subtitle will stick by the end of the year.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
Drop the 2.0, and I think that's it for feedback this week.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, Megan. And thank you guys for listening to us talk about NXT. We will be back with a BD Elite chatting all about Dynamite and then the kind of go-home show. We'll chat all about some predictions for All Out this weekend. And then, watch along for Worlds Collide. And then post-show, we won't be on our feed, but we'll be on the YouTube for post-wrestling with John and Wei. We are super excited to do that. So go check that out. The audio will be out later covering both All Out. And if there's time, Worlds Collide. No, we'll chat about it. I heard John saying that Wei probably won't watch it. But Wei, if you're listening to this, you have to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't care if you've had a kid.
Yeah.
Get Oscar watching early.
Yeah.
Get him into it while you can. He'll love
How hard can it be?
He'll love the Worlds Collide. Big Aussie Ting, big fan of Gallus.
Yeah.
Gallus' theme song.
Whoever Aussie Ting pays closest attention to is the t-shirt we're going to get.
We purchase for him.
Wolfgang t-shirt.
Oh, Gallus. Yeah. So we have a whole week full of stuff. Go follow our socials if you haven't already, because then, Dynamite the following week and all the other shows. But first of the month is a great time to give us a shout on our Patreon. You won't regret it. It's what we do for a living, and we would love for you to check out some of these podcasts that we do. We did a best match ever, Rey Mysterio, WWE matches, chatting all about some real hidden gems of his career last week. So that's out there this week as well, chatting about some Rey. There's stuff all across the board. Go check us out and support the BDE on our Patreon. But that's it. That's all. We're going to get out of here. At Up Next Podcast on Twitter. I myself, Braden Harrington, I am on Twitter and I'm on Instagram. I am at the Bray D.
And you can find me at Davey Portman.
That's it. That's all. Take care. Goodbye. Be safe. And we will see you when our worlds collide.
Ahoy!